Let us again start from the Gemara. Daphne and Hayim at base. Omarav. Around 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Kolo'er Kulei Matzu V'glude Chutz Mi'er Beis HaProses. Because Rav holds the Er Beis HaProses has a din Boso. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Afilo Er Beis HaProses has a din Er and Memele it's Matzu Nami Matzu. Boi Minei Rabasi mir Rabbi Yochanan Er Beis HaProses Mar Sheyatzel Begluda Omalei Matzel. So Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabasi that it is Matzel. Omalei Dimatono Rabbeinu Eilu She'irei Seyem Kivsoro. We had learned the Mishnah Eilu She'irei Seyem Kivsoro that the Eir is a din of boso, oir beis haproses. So oir beis haproses are not from the Mishnah. Therefore, it's metame by an avela, even though oir is not metame, boso is metame, oiron kipsorum. But the oir of the beis haproses is a din boso. A malay al takni teini, shabloshin yochid, ani shoina oisa. This Mishnah is going according to a Yochid. It's a Das Yochid that Eir Beis HaProses is a Din Bosa. But we don't paskin like this. We paskin that is a Din Eir. Where do I see that it's a Das Yochid? The sign you will enter in a Baraisa. A Sheikhet es Ha'ilo. Lahakter Kizayis Me Eir Sholtachas Ha'alya. The Eir that's underneath the zone of Chutzum kai me posel vein by koris, chutzus mani pigo, v'chayom na lov koris. So the Tanakhama says that the oir shal tachas al yehez adin boso, is a chiyav aktore, and memele, the shaykh adin psul in pigo, if he was machaven, chutzum kai me v'chutzus mani. Aliezer ben Yehudi ish ivlem, oma mishim rabiakib, rinner pshimin ben Yehudi ish kvar ikus, oma mishim rabishimin, Echot, not only is the Eir Shel Tachas Ha'alya the Hezadin Bosa, no, Echot Eir Shel Beis HaProses, the Echot Eir Horoi Shel Egel Horach, the Eir of the head of a Egel that's Yoinik, Echot Eir Shel Tachas Ha'alya. All these have a Teiras Bosa, and Mela there'll be a din of Pigul Imposel. And then they said one more oil. V'chol shemonu chachomim gabitume elu she'reiseyen kipsoron. There's a lot of tziurim over there that the oil is like the boso. So he's meisiv another oil that has a din boso. Lovi oil beis haboishes. So by all these oilies, Chutzlum Kaimai Posso, Vein by Chorus, Chutzlus Mane Pigol, Vachiyavon Alof Chorus. Let us again see Rashi. Chutz Mi'er Beis HaProses. This is Rabbi Yechanol's Minakubel Amato Lehava Er Mibnei Shehurach. Now this is what Rav holds. Rav holds that that Eir Beis HaProses says Adin Boso. This is what Rav holds. And Rabbi Yechanan said, no, Eir Beis HaProses is Adin Oyer. So the Yester Kasha, it says in the Mishnah Lagabi, to Miss Nevela, Chutz Mi Eir Beis HaProses, Min HaKubel HaMatad Lehavi Eir, none of Eilu Sher Yisein Kivsoron, Le'inyim, Imetamin Oiron Kivsoron. Alme lavehu because of badayu ba'ir baroitev and oir beis haproses is in this mishnah that oir isay and kipsorum That's metame. So Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Asi, Al taknitaini meisa mishne, shebeloshin yochid anishoina oisa kloima. Yechidoi, it's a das yochid, veloi kaimini kevos, we don't paskin. And how do I know it's a das yochid? Because in the Baraisa we see the Rav Shimon Ktonilo, Upolik Alei, the Tanakaman, he's chaylik on the Tanakaman. Upolik Alei, the Tanakaman loitone, elo ir shetachas al yeluchude. The Tanakaman only learned the ir shetachas al yehez a teiras bosa. And Rav Shimon is moisif, Rabbeis haproseis, ir haroi shalego, but that's a das yochid. Come, Shanishka Damanas Lechel Emenu, Elahakter Himenu, Chut Lemekoim Achilosoi, Poso Ve'en Boi Kores, Lechel Emenu Kilchosoi, Efilu Hayitzit, but it's Poso, there's no Kores. Mishoch Damanas Lechel Boi, Elahakter Himenu, Chut Lizmanoi, the speed of Yon of Kores, Eichel Mimenu, Efilu Kilchosoi. Yimikro Nafkulam Beperik Shaini Dizvoch. Va'ir shetachas hazon. If that's what the Tanakhama says, so oil lahakter kizayis ma'ir shetachas hazon. That's oil shetachas hazon. Rachu. V'nifsel kolbin b'machsheves achilosoi kiboso. So if this will be a kolbin that you oichel, no thing to eat it, so here's a teres boso legabi achile, so it'll be posel or pigle. Uba oilo shekule kolo, by an oilo, the din will be like posel machsheves achila, machsheves haktore. So here we're talking about korbonis, all korbonis, we're speaking about all korbonis, a korban that is nechel, so then the pigle and posel is, if it's mechashev la'ochloi, if it's an oilo, it's mechashev la'aktiroi, chutzul zmane, chutzul im koimai. Iblim kvar, ichus, besamoch, egel harach, maforish bev arotev, kol zman sheyenek. V'chol, so now, the second day, Rav Shimon, who is meina, other oireis, er beis haproseis, er haroish, Ershetachas ha'alye, v'chol shemonu chachomim gabi tume. Eilu shereisein kibson. V'chol shemonu chachomim baroitum gabi eiris keboso. Lohovi, so what is he marbe? Gabi pigulum posu, lohovi eir beis ha'boishes. So now Rashi had a kasha, why did he, the first three oires, he mentioned clearly, oir beis haproseis, oir haroi shalego, that they be din avir haboso, oir shetachas alye, so you hold oir beis haboishes, so say that also. I mean, why do you have to say it, to speak so cryptically, and that, what the chachamim was meina by oir kibsorom, v'ochi meforish, v'omar, Lahavi Eir Beis Haboishes, Meforish Vama Lahavi, Mishum Dein Lahavi Elezel Levadoi. The Ein Lahavi Elezel Levadoi, Sherei Kol Amenuyim Shom Horuyim Liyois Ba'ilo Shnuyim Kam. And everything, I mean, the other Eiris over there, you have Yevera Parsis also over there. So that is Roy by a Korban Eilah. That is Roy by a Korban Eilah, so that he mentioned already. He mentioned the Eiris which are Roy for a Korban Eilah. So these were mentioned already. There was one Eir, and it says in that Mishnah that wasn't mentioned, Feirish, because it's not roi for an oilo. Chutz mizeh, this is only roi for the pigle of other kabonis, not for an oilo, because an oilo doesn't have a beis haboishes. A zocha doesn't have a beis haboishes. Oir ha-shol ulai neroi liyeis ba-oilo, the Ein Shlilus Chorim. So yesterday we mentioned the Chassam Sofer that a Shlil Rashi held Bechlal by a Korban HaNechal, you can't be Shaykh Pigol Posel because the Shlil is not Nechal. So you can't be, you need a Dover HaNechal. The only way you could make a Pigol Posel by a Shlil would be by an Oila, because an Oila, even though if he thinks to be Makta, Chutzul Zmani, Chutzul Mekoymai. But that you also can have, because a Oila is from a Zohar, and a Zohar doesn't have a Shlil. So that is why this is not mentioned. Masha Enkein, Oir Beis HaBoishes, Yishayach by other Kabonis, not by an Oila. Yishayach by a Shlomim. So that is why, so this was mentioned. I mean, Rashi started off that he didn't mention the others, which were all Shaykh by an Oila also. That's why, so that was mentioned Behedyet, Shaykh by an Oila. This is not Shaykh by an Oila, Oir Beis HaBoishes. So that's why he mentioned it, Bazunda, Sheresei and Kipsora. Beis HaBoishes, Beis HaRechem, Shela Nekeva. Let us see Taisvis, Beloshin Yochid and Yishayna Oisa. So Taisvis is Chilek on Rashi. Rashi says, and I don't paskin like this Mishnah because it's a Das Yochid. Like Kaminin Kevosa, you see in the Barais it's only a Das Rab Shimon. So Taisvis says, Beloshin Yochid and Yishayna Oisa, Shebe Mishnah Atzma Ha Yishayna Divrei Rab Shimon. Not, he means that or Paskin like the Mishnah. This is a big problem, because Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like a Stam Mishnah. And we learned, Avein Lefosh Mishim Da'osik Yechidor Dema Bekach, Ome Beperik HaChoylitz, Stam Bemas Nisim Machlekes Bebreis Halochik Stam. So what is he saying? That's why Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi. Rashi says, I don't Paskin like the Mishnah because the Tanakam is Chaylik on him. But we have a klal stam be mishnah machlekes be brayis halachik stam. So that's why Taisus learned shat loshin yochid and yishay noise. And the mishnah says divrei Rab Shimon. It's not a stam mishnah. That's why you don't paskin like that. La vi oir shal beis haboishes if Taisus lakamen boi avaroita perish Rashi. Hoder lechoshev lei behedye. Why did he have to speak a so cryptically about this oil, Bahadi Inner Bebraise, Mishum the Boila Mayri Shuzoch. The Braise is speaking about oilis. So Memela, so therefore he didn't want to mention this because it's not Sharpan oil. Miakati, he commanded Tony Zevach prepare Kalas Vochim Shikibli. Someone says he's speaking about Zvochim. But like Tony Oilo, so why didn't he mention this bad if it's talking about Zvochim? He only wants to speak about something that's speaking about all the kabonis. That means that covers all kabonis. And the beis haboishes is only by certain kabonis. So that's why he doesn't want to mention beis haboishes. Frektoisves, he's only speaking about something that covers all kabonis. So v'ayir shetacha sa'al ya'afo gav dey nekrei ve'ele bekedes. Pektach teisviz, v'ayir shetacha sa'al ya, you're only makrivit by a kebes. So, but by other, it says not also by all kabbans, it's only by a kebes. So teisviz says, mikol makim ise. V'ayir shetacha sa'al ya, I ba'achilas odom, oi ba'achilas odom, oi ba'achilas misbeya. That means that if you marked it with the Alya, so Memela, so then it's Achilas Mizbeach. If it doesn't have an Alya, so it's Reila Achila, El Achilas Odom. So, Eir Tachas Alya is Shayach by all Kobonis. There should be a concept of Pigul. Vim Taima Mailoi Komanami Lohavi Eir Ashlil, the Choshim Lekabo Mevastisim Boil Baroite, we're bringing the Mishnah Neir Baroite, yeah, so let's say, and there says, Eir HaShlil, Gabi, Mitzmetamik, and Avela, So why doesn't he bring it down over here? Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum de Mefaglim, Bishlil, Kedisa Perikol Apsulim, Pigal Bishlil, Loinis Pagal Hazevach, Vaf Ashlil, Loinis Pagal. So Tosfos says here a different teretz, because Pigal is only if I was Mechashev Din, the Etzim Kolben, the Chutzl Zmani, Chutzl Mekoimoi. The Shlil is not the Etzim Kolben, the Shlil is the Shlil of the Uber. There's no din, there are no dinim on the shlil, that you have to be oichelet or be makteret. So memeile ain mefaglim b'shlil, k'diyisim b'perikol, there's no din b'chalak, only a din achil, but k'diyisim b'perikol apsulim, pigul b'shlil, or in ispagal ha-zevach, maybe it's called a dover nifrot, it's not called a zevach, v'af ha-shlil, or in ispagal, afilu when the kolm becomes the spagal, the shlil could be as a davar nifrod, it's not a chelik of the kolben. So to think to eat it chutzul man, chutzul kaima will not at all affect the kolben. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ve'elu treifes boif. These are the treifes boif, nekubes haveshit, like we hear by Behemah. Psukes agyageres, what we hear like by Behemah. Hitza chuda aroisho. A chude bit into the roish of the oif, mokem shoyis oyis otreife, and the bite accomplished that. Just like why behema becomes a treife, we'll see if the krum shel moyach is nikev. So here also, if a chude bit into the roish of an oif and the krum shel moyach became nikev. So it's also treife. So there's a tafus of nikev krum shel moyach. Nikev akulkvin, nikvu hadakim, noflo lo'er. What if the oif fell into a fire for a short period of time? Since an oif is it's chalosh and it's a bosarach, so it can very easily be affected by a fire. V'nechmeru b'nei me'ero, so the b'nei ma'ayim became nichvats, they became, the heat affected them. Is the din is im yiroikim psulim. Now we'll see that we're speaking about, here the Mishnah b'nei ma'ayim means the kovet and the lave. That's what we call the b'nei ma'ayim, which are normally red. So if the heat affected the covered in the lave that they became green, so it's treif. Im adumim ksheirim, if they are still red the way they were before they fell into the ul, so they kosher. So I mean that's our simen to be mevarer if the ul affected them. Dosa, what if he stepped on a knife? Or v'tofa b'kaisel, he threw it on the wall. Oy shiritatz the behemah, or a behemah trampled over it. Mefacheses, and it's still alive. V'shos ha'meisleis. So there's no din of, you don't have to, after meisleis, you don't have to be chayish of Pirik Evorim, Isparka Evorim, because that's only for the first 24 hours. Shachtak Sheira, then he shachted it as kosh, but then you have to be Baidik, the other organs, if they weren't affected by these pa'ulas. Let us hear Rashi. Ve'elo treifes boi, af al gav, the whole treifes the behinam, kenegdam boi, it's the same treifes, so ani yitzrich le'lameima, the kuvas haveshet mishum psukas ha-gagaras. He really, the kuvas haveshet is poshet, but he really wanted to tell us the kuvas haveshet because he wanted to tell us gabi the treifes of psukas ha-gagaras. And why does he have to tell us that? O vitzrich le'teima hoil v'chiyusei shal oif le'nofish. Since an oif doesn't have too much chiyus. V'horaya da kosher b'simen echad. When you shecht an oif, you just shecht one simen, and that takes care of the chiyus of the oif. His aim of gargeres namit hitorif v'mashu. So maybe by an oiv, since the chiyus is smaller than the chiyus of a behemoth, so could be a nekev, and the gargaris would also be matrefit. That's why the Mishnah is coming to tell us that by no, it's not like that. Psukas hagargaris, only psukas hagargaris is matref an oiv, and not nekubas hagargaris. As he tells us this halach. The next halacha, v'hiksa chulde, mishum dektoni mokim shois ois etreife, dahainu nekiva sakrum, it says that if we'll see a chulde bit into the roish of the oif, so it's coming to tell us that it's only treife, mokim shois ois etreife, Dahainu nekivas akrum, that you have that a nekev was made in the krum also. The loitame, you shouldn't say titorev benishbara etzem beloy nekivas krum. You shouldn't say that the shvira of the gulgoyles alone makes it reife. Kedemrina lekaman ba'oif shalmayim. Later we're going to see an oif that is chaya lamayim. So then, take the krum hamoyach is very soft. So there, the shviras hagogolus alone is matre. So the Tan is coming to tell us about by a stam oif, not a oif hamayim. So then, the din is that the shviras hagogolus is not matre. Kozman, there wasn't a nekem in the krum shamoyach. V'nikvu hadaken, why does it mention nekivas hadaken is treif? Shum de kaboyle misne sefer gabi eluk sheiris yotzu b'nei ma'ayim v'lein nikvu. If the b'nei ma'ayim were taken out of the oif without an ekev, v'lein, so that's the chiddush, leitema oif shechiyusa imuad titaref v'yitziya l'chude. Maybe that alone, that they were schlepped out of the oif, that alone should be matrif them. It's not shaykh to put them back and the baby should, the oif should continue existing. So it says no. Yitzias, in the kivis, adakim is straight. There was a nekiv. But yotzu b'nei me'el, they were put back, it's kosher. Hitza chuda al reisha. So here it says, it's treif, chayshinin l'nekivas krum, v'chayish, that this bite that the chulda made a nekem in the krum. Hikso noshcheso b'shineho. It bit the oif with its teeth, and the roish of the oif. Dilo b'yad, if it was doiris, Amoran lael yesh drusa lechul de boifis. So why does it say davke b'roisha? Hiksa lechul de al roisha. A drisa from the claws could be matrif kneged chlal aguf. So it's not speaking about hakor through clawing the oif, not speaking of hakor through biting the oif. Nechmeru kofzu, they shriveled. Machmas ha'u, v'nefcha mar'ison, and the color changed. Loshen meyai chomar mor. Im ha'iriku, meforish v'gmor, the Gemara explains, what does it mean that they became green? Lei v'kulkebin adumim shahiriku. So that is treif. That means they have a normal color of red. And if after they went through the fire, they became green, so that's a raya that they became nitra. Then Rashi says, Hu adin v'yoroikim shehidimo, the dakim are yorik. And if they became red from the fire, it's also treif. Im adumim halei v'akukibin kemishpotam, but if the lei is red the way it was before, after it passed through the fire, so then it's takekosha. Dolsa Adam Beraglov, a person trampled over a knife, Aisha Dolfa Bekoisel, Hikaba Bekoisel, he threw on a Koisel, Aisha Ritzatzta Behema, a Behema trampled over the knife, Dikla Mechesh, Lahani Tlosamishum Riso Keborim. As the din is Vadai Mefacheses, if it's Mefaches, Mishosa Meisleis, because then, so after 24 hours, there's no chash of risa kevorim, and b'dike boy kedek minon bepirke. Zok te gemore. Rav u'shmuel the Levi the Omri machnes yodai lifnim u'baydek. There's a nice picture in Sichas Chulin, but here we want to find out if the, how do we know if the krum shel moyach was, that became a hole in the krum of the moyach. So that means like this, we have an oif, a chulda bit the oif. The chulda went and it punctured the gulgoilus. But now we have to know, did it puncture the krum? If the gulgoilus is punctured in the shkira, because the krum. So how do we know if the krum got punctured? So we have here Rav Shmuel Levi, the Omri, so they say a very interesting oifen habadike. You take your hand, the head of the Behema Shein Geshochten, the head of the Oifa Shein Geshochten. You take the hand, you stick it into the mouth of the Oif, you press up on the Pele, and if you're gonna press up, so you're gonna push up, you have over that, you have the skull, the Moyach. Just push up. If you push up, so if the krum got punctured, the moyach is going to go in through the neck of the krum. And you're going to see, coming out, that means we have already an opening in the bite of the chulda made an opening in the gulgoilus. Made an opening in the gulgoilus. We have to know that there, and we're talking about neck of mashu, if it was the neck of in the krum or not. So we press up the pele of the oif, so you're going to automatically push the moyach. The moyach is also good. You're pushing everything up. So the moyach is also going to get pushed. And now, so the shaila is, what's going to happen with it? So if there's a nekev in the krum, so the moyach is a soft substance, so it's going to go through the nekev up, and you'll come out. You'll see Moyach coming out. If the krum is shalem, so you're going to push and push, but the krum will hold back the Moyach. So we see the krum was not damaged through this neshicha. So then it's kosher. That's how we can know. The Mishnah told us, it's only treif mokim shoyis and oisa treif if the krum became nikiv, like a bay behemoth. Deine nikiv is a krum. So Rav Shmuel v'Levi the Omri machnis yodei lifnim u'boidik, and that is boidik im mevatz v'tzvoilo. So if the moyach comes out treife v'im lav ksheir. Let us see Rashi machnis yodei bepiv shel oif shen noshchosoi chulda b'roishe. You put in your hand the mouth of the oif that the chulda bit it u'boidik. What does he do? Doichek etz boi, he presses with his finger, klapechech, towards the pele, klapechech oi, v'amoyach nidchak l'maylo, and the moyach is pressed l'maylo. Is ima moyach mevat v'etzvi yoytzei derech nekev amakev, you see moyach coming out, treife, sheharei nikev akrum. So, but how can it come out? So, kochoch, there was a nekev in the krum. But if no moyach comes out, so that shows that the krum was not affected. The krum is holding back the moyach, so it's not safe. Zog de Gemara, Honiche leman da oma ad de minkev karma tatoi. Wir haben auch Leukes, if the top krum has to be a nekev, or you need the bottom krum also. So Honiche leman da oma ad de minkev karma tatoi. That it's only treif if both krumim, there's a nekev in both krumim. That's very good. So it's very good. So this test is gewaltig. If the moich does not come out, so one krum is holding it back. So memela, you need adenikiv karma tato. You need both krumim have to be a nekev. So memela, and if I'm pressing and nothing comes out, that's a reif, not treif. So yeah, fine. Elo leman da oma inki vilo afagav lo inki tato, but there's more man da oma that says, if there's a nekev in the krumilo, even though there's no nekev in the krum tato, it's also treif. So we have a tremendous problem. You're going to push up, and it won't come out. And you say, oh, it's a raya that the krum is on the snake. Sure, it's a raya that the bottom krum was on the snake. But give me the top krum, there was a nekev in the top krum, and nothing comes out, and you have a biru that the krum was in the snake. Frag the Gemara, afagavlinke tato, neichesh dulme lo inkev tato lo inkev. So the Gemara says, and he said, the inkev ilo, if the maise, the ilo, was nisnakev, tato agabruchache mifke poke. The tato, the krum ilo is a thicker krum. The krum tato is a thin krum around that it's around the moyach. And if you'll be pressing and the krum ilo was there's a neck in the krum ilo, so this krum by your pressing will tear automatically. So memela, if nothing comes out, you know that the krum ilo, you know that the krum ilo was no nekev, and that's why your pressing doesn't do anything. But if the krum ilo, there's a nekev in the krum ilo, and you're pressing from underneath, so the krum tato automatically will tear, because there's nothing to hold it back, the krum ilo, so it's very good. If nothing comes out, there's no problem. So then you know that the Krumei laws is intact. So my Chavrusa is Takashe, but what, according to the Man Yomer that hold, you need both. So L'chayre, so what, you're gonna push your finger, both come out, strafe? Oh, strafe? What's the right say? Maybe you made a strafe. I mean, if we have such a Seder, if the krum ilo is an act of the krum ilo, automatically the krum tato will be nikra when you push it up. So what's the right that it's treif? So that's milachir, you have to say, hey, nechanam, you don't know why that, before you do anything, it's sofik treif. I don't know what's happening with the krumim. So it's sofik treif. We gave a bedike, you can be mavar if it's kosher. You can mevarev it's kosher if nothing comes out. If it comes out, we're back where we started from. So tzofik treif, hein hachanam mitake. Yeah. Zot Rashi. Anicha lamando melel gabinike vakum adiminke vilo vetato shapir. It's only treif of both. So memel, if it doesn't come out, it's gewaltig, so it's not treif. Alla man, die oma de torif iloi lechudei, kelei levats, es maik sheira, dume iloi inke, betato kayim, tato mivke, betchifas, etzpak, shedoich vay lemailo. When he pushes it, automatically, the tato will tear. That, so we have here three, amayroim, Rav, Shmuel, and Levi, that holds, you can make a bedike with an etzba, with a lechitzas etzba, and you can find out if it doesn't go through, it's a ray, it's kosher. Zuchte Gemara weiter, Omar Ziri ein bdike lechulte. Ziri disagrees. He holds ein bdike lechulte. Why? Bibnei sheshineo dakeis. Because a chulte is very thin teeth. Frektigem more chishineo dakeis may have it. So what if it has thin teeth? That's the problem. But if you're going to press, if you're going to place pressure on the pele, that wherever how large the hole is, the moich will go through the hole. What's your problem? It's shineh dakeis. I have Omar Rabbi Yishayim Neshe shineh dakeis ba'akumais. No. The teeth are thin and crooked. So let us see what Rashi says. Ein dike lechulde l'neshiches chulde. Im neshe shineh dakeis. Afilo nike vakum pomim shein amoich yoyte de dechifes eftzba bechech. So the Gemara says it's not true. May have yevshel lemavatz mitzpultech. I mean, if you have a hole, you're going to press, something is going to go through the hole. So the Gemara says, Yeshaya said, no, it's vakumes. They're crooked. V'noike ba'alachsein. When it makes a nekev, so the nekev is on an angle. Shemoyach nitchaf lemaylo. So when you push up the moyach lemaylo, ha'etzem soismoy va'oymed kenegdoy. Shenekev ha'etzem eine keneged nekev akum. So it's a moyredike. It's a moyredike cheshben over here. The cheshben is the sicha schon has a picture. The cheshben is poshet. The cheshben is that the nekev of the chulde goes on an angle. So that means the krum lemaise, that means you have different chalokim. The krum lemaise was nisnakev, and not the nekev of the krum is not mechuvin connected the nekev of the gulgoilus. That means the nekev of the gulgoilus is in one place, and then later, The seif of the shinayim of the chude goes in a different direction. It's akum, and it goes further away from the nekev of the gilgoylus. So you have here two nekev. You have a nekev of the gilgoylus, which is in one area, and on an angle further down, you have a nekev of the krum. Now, you're going to push up the gulgoilus, you're going to push up the moyach, so the moyach, the nekev by the krum, will push itself against the gulgoilus. The nekev of the krum is not mechuvin connected the nekev of the gulgoilus. If the nekev of the krum would be mechuvin connected the nekev of the gulgoilus, so memela, when you push up the moyach, it's gonna come out from the nekev of the gulgosus. You're gonna see it, it's gonna come out. But if the nekev of the krum is not mechuvin keneged the nekev of the gulgoilus, see, know what's gonna happen? There's a nekev in the krum. You're gonna push up, but you're not gonna see anything coming out. You won't see anything coming out because the etzem of the gulgoilus will block it from coming out. That's what Rashi says. Shemoyach nitchav lamaylo haetzem soismoy va'oyme kenegdoy shenekev haetzem einoy keneged nekev akrum. The nekev of the etzem is not keneged the nekev akrum. The mele won't come out. You're pushing and nothing's coming out. That is what Ziri said. So Ziri said, this bedike is not foolproof. It doesn't, if nothing comes out, you have no raya whatsoever that it's not right. Omar Ziri bedike lechudem neshe shineh dakeis. As much as rishineh dakeis may have it. Yamar vesh neshe shineh dakeis, because it's all, yeah. Kisolik le nardoe. Ziri later went to nardoe. Shalach lo, he sent back, Dvorim shamarti lifneichem toisem biyodim. I made a toys. You could make a bedike with the etzva. Kach omru mishmei de Rab Shimon ben Lokish, boitkin lechul de biyad, avoloi bemismo, Rab Yochanan omar af bemismo. So, but say Rab Yochanan and say Rish Lokish hold, it could be boitik biyad, in Rab Yochanan's moisiv, it could be boitik bemismo. Let us see Rashi, so see what we're talking about. Kisolik ziri mi bovo lenardo, ביד, כי מפורש לאל, מכניס יודוי. אבל לאי במסמו. לאי במסמו, מלמיילו. Now, the מסמו, the test of the מסמו was as follows. They took a nail, a sharp nail, and let's say, they broke the גולגולס, they removed the גולגולס, and now you have the קום, and they're going to take a nail, a mismar nail or a machat, and they're going to go carefully over the krum and see if the mismar glides over the krum. Now, if there's a nekev in the krum, so when it reaches the nekev, it can get stuck there. It won't go for it. It's going to hold back the mismar. If there's no nekev, it's going to glide over the krum. So by taking a mismo and going over the krum, we can be mevarer if there was a nekev in the krum. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rish Lakish says that Omru b'shem Rish Lakish, you can make a bedike b'yad, avolei b'mismo, milamaylo meilichi ala nekev lirois, you'll see im yachker b'krum, if he'll get stuck on the krum. First you open up the Gulgoyles, but there's a problem. Sometimes it's not noku. We'll see later, there's a machlekes l'shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, that they hold you should make a bedika with a mismo, because this bedika could make a treif. That means going over with this mismo, it can make a hole in the krum. Sam Seifel says, Ziram was Chayza. Ziri was Chayza. So he says, why was Ziri Chayza? He made a cheshbon that could be the nekev and the krum tato is further down, and when you press on the moyach, you have the gugaylis blocking the moyach from coming out. So he says the reason he's wrong is because since the maya, that since the krum atachlin is very soft, and you start pressing, so the krum atachlin is going to tear. So the krum atachlin is going to tear, so automatically, so then the mayach will go out. Now the krum atachlin, you tore it, Mtake, so the krum atachlin will make a, will the kumatach will be mechuvin kineged the nekev of the gugaylis, or till the nekev of the krum ha'elyon, till the nekev of the krum ha'elyon, and it'll go through. Agav richecha mifke poka kulei megia, yeah, they'll get to the nekev of the krum ha'elyon. That's what Sam Sefer says. That means he tiny, it could be there's a nekev further down in the krum atachtim, and there the gugaylis will block it. So he said, no, it's going to tear till the nekev of the krum ha'elyon, and it's going to go up. Now here we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how you can make a bedike. Reish Lakish said, אמר משמיד ושם לוקש בית כן לחוד ביד אבל לא במסמו רבי יחנם הרב במסמו בפלוקת דרב יהודה ורב נחמיה חד בודיק ביודה one of these תנועים was בודיק ביד וחד בודיק במחתם one was בודיק וחד בודיק במחתם one was בודיק was a מחת מן דה בודיק ביודה אמר לי למן דה בודיק במחתם these two תנועים רב יהודה ורב נחמיה At Mosai Atem Mechale Momoinon Shal Yisrael. You're making such a bedikah with a machat, so you know you're being Mechale, you're going to make a treif with this machat. It's a very dangerous thing. You're testing with the machat. You could be making a nekev with the machat. Oma Leiman de Bodik Bemachto, Leiman de Bodik Beyoda, At Mosai Atem Machal Le Yisrael Neveilois. That means he held, like the Ziri, he held that it's not a good bedikah. You're going to be boidik, nothing is going to come out, so you're going to say, Sarai, that the krum, there was no nekev in the krum, and you're really wrong, there was a nekev. It's not coming out, because the nekev of the krum atachtoim is not mechuvin keneged the nekev of the krum ha'elyoim. So that's why it's not coming out. The Gugelus is blocking it. Like the Gemara Neveilois? I feel you hold it's not a good Bedike. Or Shchutei. Ela Treifois. The Taino was Yimachal Treifois. Shem Onikev Krum Shomoyach. Shem Onikev Krum Shomoyach. Look the Gemara. Tistayim Avin Yerai Rabbi Yehuda the Bodik Biyod. Rabbi Yehuda was the Tane that was Boitik Biyad, like this we hear that Machlikas, Rabbi Yudel Rab Nechem, he doesn't say who held what. The Sanya, Rab Shimon Alozo, Ima Mishim Rab Yehude, Boitkin Lechude Biyad Avoloi Bemismo. So we see clearly Rab Yudel is a Tanya that holds that Abdike Biyad helps in Loi Bemismo. Then it says further, Nishbar Ha'et, and what if the Golgoylus broke? Aval Pisha Loi Nikiv Krum Shalmoyah. The sign. So from the beginning of the Baraisa, we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that you boidik biyad. So that's alright. But then the end of the Baraisa seems to say that as long as the Golgoylus was broken, Nishbar Ha'etzim, it's automatically treif, afil aloi nikif krum shomoya. Hagufa kasha, omrit boidkin l'chul de biyad, avoloi b'mispa, alma isloi b'dikusi, you have to be boidikin. There's a suffix if the krum became nikev or not, you have to be boidikev. Vahodo toni nishbor ha'etzem, afa pishlo nikev krum shomoyach, alma lesle b'dikus, there's nothing to be boidikev, as long as there was a nekev in the gulgoylus, automatically it's safe. So the Gemara says, seife ason lo'if shalmayim. An oif shalmayim, a duck, poyo ve'ein lo'i krum, some amele, so it doesn't have a krum, so as the minute that the Gulgoylus was, there was a nekev in the Gulgoylus, automatically he's straight. Prek the Gemara ain loy krum sal kedaitach, alohoyu lo krum mayrach. The krum of an oif shalmayim is very soft, so there, if the Gulgoylus broke, so zicha the krum is not holding up. Let us see Rashi. After Misma Boykin Lechishim is the most and not Kibble Biyodikin Meforish. The Machtig is the Prish. The Misma Nikev Krum Viterche Shener Dakais Vakumis and a Mavatsvais. But the Misma Nation Mechala Momoinish of Israel. Nish Beretzim Lekamei Porich. Krum Erach Ilkach Ki Nish Bore Etzim Su Loikoi Krum. Let us see Taisvis. ורבי יחנמה אף במסמא, ולכם משום בכלל לממוינים של ישראל. He holds it שייך to be careful with a מסמא not to make a נקב in the crop. ולוק תלאב דווקא, רבי יחנמה אף במסמא לאיק רבי יהודה ולאיק רב נחמיין. They held one held only a מסמא, the other held only ביד, and he holds both. Well, upon him, the unionim that both hold רבי יחנמה held. Neveileis voshchutei. The Gemara is the kasha. How could How could he tie it to Yamach on the Baylis and the Baylis Tichanat? Because he shechted it. Vim Toima, Vashminile, Rabbi Yehuda Dome, Perk, Hatas Oif, Vish Chitas Oif, Einem Teheres Trefos, Amerdi Kazach, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you shechted an Oif, it's an Avela. It's a Metamit to Mosley. The Kama on the Baylis Trefla Yoichel, Otamabo, Trefla Manemra, Lahavi Trefla, Sheshochta, Shemetamo. But the Shechita is not metayer by an oif. A treifa, it's metama like a nevela. Chayin reish mesechet tazka, b'yud gimol dvorm nemru b'nevela seif treif. Shechitoso u'melikoso metaheres treifos midei nevela. Rabbi Yudah oimer eine metaheres. So memele, so it's moira di kishmak. That Rab Nechem yetayne to Rabbi Yehudim, he says, you know, I don't hold of your bedike. She emachol nevela, because it's taka nevela. By an oif, the shechita does not make it ois nevela. V'yeshloimer, the mikomokim, kimdol rab nechemye metaheres, v'yhavi lei lemeimer, sho yemachol nevela. That means the makshin is rab nechemye. Rab nechemye holds it's not a nevela. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it's nevela, he shouldn't have called it a nevela. Oid lo imasik adaitik the time Rabbi Yehuda the bodik biyoda. Forget the Gemara as yet did not know that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds bodik biyoda. This whole kasha of Tosfos is if Rabbi Yehuda holds bodik biyoda, so Rabbi Nechemya is asking Yemach on the Beilus. Could be Rabbi Nechemya is the one that holds bodik biyoda, so then it's Zichishver, it's not Mach on the Beilus, it's Mach on the Beilus.